Now, how do we know the Kraft, Jorge, wasn't simply United States government property?
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
There's a very big possibility that maybe these were craft that were being developed by the U.S. government,
mm-hmm.
new type of craft, and they were testing them there. But then how do we explain the many occasions in which these witnesses and others in the island saw these humanoid-type creatures?
Well, that's a good point. Also, weren't there reports of clashes between some of these objects and fighter jets?
Yes, in some occasions it was witnessed by many people in the island, flying saucers being chased by UFOs or UFOs chasing flying saucers in some occasions. There are other cases, as the one that happened back in 1988 in the southwest corner of Puerto Rico, in December 28, 1988, in which a large triangle-shaped craft, really huge in size, seemed to capture in midair two U.S. jet fighters, and they just disappeared. And then this large triangle-shaped craft separated in a bright flash of light into two different triangles and flew away. Each one to the north, one to the east, and disappear.
Now, when you say captured, that you mean it just basically captured these fighter jets, gobbled them up almost?
Apparently, according to the witnesses, and we're talking about hundreds of witnesses who saw this happen, they saw this large triangle-shaped craft being chased by three jet fighters, three of them,
right,
which seemed to be F-14 jets from the U.S. Navy. They were trying to intercept this craft, and as one of the jets approached this huge UFO from behind, as it got clear close to it, the plane disappeared, the jet disappeared. The other one then tried to fly to the front of the craft, and when it got real close to it too, it also disappeared. The third jet that kept at a distance, apparently checking on the situation, flew away to the north and disappeared from sight of the witnesses when two balls of red light came out from the triangle-shaped craft and began chasing it.
It's just incredible.
No one knows what happened after that, okay? On that night, I was... I received report that same night from people down there in Cabo Rojo and Lajas who saw this happen, different communities. I went down there, checked everything. I was able to verify that the jet fighters that were flying in that area that night seemed to come out from Roosevelt Road Naval Station in Ceiba, in the east part of Vieques. And the Puerto Rico National Air Guard assured to me that their planes weren't flying that night, but there were some planes flying there, and they were from Roosevelt Road Naval Station.
The people who live on the island, are they afraid of the things they have seen, Jorge?
Well, as strange as it may sound, no, they are not. Okay, because in most occasions, if you talk to the people, for example, for instance, let's say of the people of Vieques, okay, they tell you, we have seen these small beings in different occasions, mostly the fishermen and some of the officers who work for security in the U.S. Navy bases there, but they have never harmed us. They just allow us to get close to them. We look at each other, and they either run very fast or jump into the water in the lagoons or the sea and disappear.
Now, in your opinion, you've been doing this for more than 30 years in this region.
That's correct.
What do you think's going on, Jorge?
Well, I think that an alien presence has a... been living with us for some time. Okay, we were not aware of it,
mm-hmm.
but by continuing our research and getting more data from other parts of the world, such as the U.S. and Mexico and other places, we see there's a pattern here, and we are sharing this planet already. That seems to be the case. There seems to be an underwater installation near the east coast of Puerto Rico in the area of Vieques. Ceiba, that area close to where was the Roosevelt Road Naval Station, and the other one is in the southwest.
Might there be an underwater city down there by any chance?
Either a city or some type of, like what you call in the U.S., rockside construction, maybe
sure.
Something underground, under the rocky shelf, at the bottom of the sea.
Do people see lights underwater?
Yes. You can go and talk to fishermen. They will tell you many stories about these flying saucer type craft, triangles, either flying over their boats or underneath their boats. They see them luminous, emanating this bright yellow, white, or green light, and they can actually see them as they go deep under the sea and disappear in the darkness of the sea. For example, when there were these protests in the struggle of the people of Vieques 3 years, 4 years ago to get the U.S. Navy out from there, many civilian peaceful protesters were inside the bases because they trespassed the bombing area, etc.
Right.
To prevent the Navy from continuing the bombing, etc.
Right, I understand. Protest. Yeah.
But on many of these occasions, while being there, they were witness themselves to large flying saucer type craft coming out from the sea in the area of the bombing range. Okay. And for example, there was a building there, the observation point number one. I believe you read the book and you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
There's a picture there, which the technicians of the U.S. Navy used to supervise and monitor the bombing practices, the targets, where this bomb hit, was it okay, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And in some occasions, some of the civilian protesters who were inside the area, okay, they were witness to large cylinder-shaped craft or flying saucer in the area moving around.
Is it your opinion, Jorge, that these beings in these crafts are friendly or not?
In my opinion, according to everything I have learned about them during my years of research, they seem to be friendly. That's what the people of Vieques and other places say. Okay, they have never harmed us. In some cases, they even behave like children, I would say, in their behavior. It's very strange, but that's the way they describe it.
Has anybody ever reported that one of their family members is missing? Maybe they were abducted, taken away?
No, there have been many cases of abductions here, okay? But the type of abduction with people are taken and they are examined, they are given messages of, you know, changes are going to come.
And they're brought back?
Or people who have been healed from serious illnesses, they had cancer, kidney problems, things like that. But no one so far has been harmed or has disappeared forever.
So these aliens are indeed practicing healing on people who are sick and ill.
That's correct. I have several such cases.